Did you know that the longest delayed game was Duke Nukem Forever at 14 years? It began development in 1997, but due to hiccups and conflicts, the game wasn't released until 2011. You're listening to the Xbox Hub podcast, the official podcast of the xboxhub.com. For the latest Xbox news, reviews, videos, and opinions, make sure you visit thexboxhub.com. But for now, settle down, get comfy, and open your ears for some podcast delights. Hello, and welcome to the Xbox Hub official podcast, episode number 43. My name is Gareth Briley. I'm going to be your host for the next hour or so. And on my virtual left is Mr. James Burks. How are you doing, James?
Good evening. Not too bad. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. And on my virtual right is Mr. Edgar Wolfe. How are you doing, Edgar?
Hello. Good evening.
Very nice.
Doing well.
Doing good. Good. I'm not going to say this at the beginning. Any feedback or anything you want to say about what we've talked about today, please leave it in the comments at the end. But let's just go straight into it. Have you had a good week, you two, first of all? James, you had a good week?
Yeah, it's been quite warm, hasn't it?
It's been very warm. It's very hot here.
Yeah, even up here it's warm.
Where
we never see the sun up in the north.
Northern,
but, yeah.
So it's warm there. Yeah,
very warm.
Edgar, where are you again?
Exeter.
Oh, but it's been hot there.
It's crazy hot over here.
I know. And I'm in London, so it's just like Mars. It's mental. and I've just been for a run just before this podcast. That's how dedicated I am.
You're crazy.
I know. It's really silly. But we've had a good week. It's been hot, but it's been a nice week. But let's go straight into it, because Microsoft have had a terrible week, it'd be fair to say. Would that be fair to say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So let's... we're going to talk straight away about this kind of three announcements. And the first one, the big one, I think it happened on Tuesday, maybe. And it's Thursday, yeah, so Friday you listen to this. And... it was Halo Infinite is being delayed to 2021. No date yet, 2021. First of all, let's put it straight to you two before I do it. Just that, Edgar, what's your first thoughts about it?
I'm not really surprised, and I think it's a really good move for them to delay it for at least a year, because I think it's... by 2021, I think it's probably going to come out towards the tail end of the year, probably. And that game really needs the extra time to make the necessary adjustments and changes, because it doesn't look like a game you want to launch along with your console, not in this state.
So that's the question a lot of people have been saying, is it... when it was showing on the Xbox conference not so long ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and a lot of people say it just didn't look good enough. That's what a lot of the criticism was. James, what do you think? Do you think that?
I mean, it looked like the Halo of yesteryear, which probably isn't that good, because it was well over 10 years ago. So if it looks that old, you know there's something... not quite right in the development. But would they not have known there and then, before showing it even, it wasn't ready?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's my biggest question, is when that happened. I mean, there's two things, isn't it? First of all, I think it's about, let's just separate it out. So you've got a game that's been delayed from a company, from 343, and that's nothing new. And actually, a lot of people say if a game isn't ready, it's better for the game to be put back, like Edgar said, for another year, how long it takes to make it the best it can be. And that's happened with Cyberpunk, it's happened with loads of games, and that's fine. I think that's the best thing to do.
Yeah,
but the bigger question is, this is the launch game of the Xbox Series X. And my biggest thing is, what I don't understand is, why did Microsoft say, before they showcase then 3 weeks ago. Are you sure this is ready for you know, that's one of the big questions. I'm surely, isn't it?
Maybe it's a case of if no one notices, we'll go ahead with it.
It does feel like we've got to show something. We've got to show something.
And yeah, we haven't. And it wasn't that long ago.
No.
It's not like you go, oh, wow, we didn't realize we're so far behind.
Yeah.
They knew. They must have known.
Or, this is a question to both of you. Edgar, first of all, do you think it's a response from that showcase and the feedback it got that people weren't happy with what they saw? And did that force their hand to start going? What do you think?
I think that that's very likely. I think they had they not received the responses that they did, I think they would probably release the game in its current state. We would get this version of Halo, the pretty awful looking version of Halo that they showcased during the Microsoft presentation. And I heard that they actually showcased a more updated version later on behind closed doors. So, but I can't imagine that one looking that much better than the one we saw. Either way, I think, yeah, definitely it's most likely a response to the feedback they received.
Phil Spencer was in an interview today with Animal Crossing on a sort of Animal Crossing TV station. I don't know what that is, but he was asked about it then. He said there was an option for us to release the game in parts. So we talked about releasing it, I don't know, maybe the campaign comes first and the multiplayer comes next or something. But we thought it was better to go. But what we're talking about is about visual, you know, about how it looks, more than kind of going, okay, the campaign's ready, but the multiplayer isn't. That's what we're thinking. Well, they've got more time, haven't they? They have got more time. And that's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing.
It's not tied to a launch.
No.
If it takes to next November, if it takes to the following year even, whenever it arrives, it's got no pressure, almost.
Yeah.
It can release into the wild carefully.
Well, just like Crackdown.
Yeah. You know,
that worked well, didn't it? But I think the biggest question, this is the next bit going on to this, is it's what does this mean for the Xbox Series X launch? Because their biggest hitter, the one they led with on that conference 3 weeks ago, is not there anymore.
Tetris.
They've got Tetris. And they've got something else, I can't remember. But
they haven't got a lot of
they haven't got anything else.
They might have Yakuza.
But that isn't Xbox, is it? That's everything. No.
In terms of exclusives, they've got nothing.
I don't think they have. I can't think of anything else that's coming that's an exclusive.
Nothing that's been confirmed.
For launch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think... Let's go to Edgar first and we'll go to you, James. Edgar, do you think that's really hampered the Series X launch? Is it a major blow?
To put that into context, I think that if they released Halo in the state that it was shown, it wouldn't help Xbox in the slightest. It would mean higher sales initially, but if they released a game in that state, it would do more damage in the long run. So, exclusives or no exclusives, I think they'd made the right decision. They need to polish that game to perfection because it's one of the few exclusives to Xbox that they still have. They don't have many, so they need to make every single one count.
Yep. What about you, James? What do you think? Is it a big blemish on the Series X launch? Is it going to affect them?
Like Edgar said, releasing it would have been worse at launch, but what are the selling points now? Apart from looking a bit better and no loading screens, a large chunk of people probably won't buy it on day one with no Halo. because that was a big draw. Well, it was the only draw for me. I just don't know. I think they don't want to have to, but I think they'll still see a hit in the sales figures.
I mean, it's. I mean, we're all. I'm an Xbox fan. James is, and Edgar, and even though me and Edgar play on both consoles, don't we, on the PlayStation?
And me.
And you. Well, you've played one game on PlayStation.
Two, thank you.
Yeah. PlayStation has been very quiet. They've not said a word this whole week. And we haven't hit some of the other stuff. So
they're just watching the whole world burn. Yeah. Around them going, yeah, we're fine.
They haven't said anything. I mean, I don't think they've got a lot on launch, but they've got a lot more. And they've got their own exclusives on PS5 as well. I mean, they've got Spider-Man and they've got Godfall, is what we know of. And
I was thinking, though, what is actually on launch? Have many of them actually confirmed for the launch day?
No, they just haven't. They haven't said on that day. But I think they will do now. I think if PlayStation come out like now or next week and say, okay, here's our launch date. I mean, the whole thing of them, I think, holding out for prices and who's going to go first to say the launch date and who's going to go what price it is, that doesn't matter anymore to me. It feels like it doesn't make any difference because PlayStation can come and say, we've got three games on PlayStation 5 on launch and you can't play them on PlayStation. That's people might pay that extra £20 for that. If the Xbox is a £20 cheaper or something, it's going to make a big difference, isn't it?
Yeah, for most casual gamers, the games are the big difference makers.
Mm.
You know, not everyone bothers about the specs. If you tell me that FIFA's coming out on one console, I'll go to that console. You know, it doesn't matter. It's about the games for a lot of people.
Mm.
At PlayStation, you've got the edge.
At the moment. Yeah. Edgar, do you think that's fair?
What?
PlayStation have got an edge at the moment at the two consoles.
Definitely. Yeah. They, from the rumors and surveys that I heard, and even market analysts were saying that PlayStation is already way ahead in terms of sales likelihood. And that was before Halo was delayed, so I think Microsoft will have to be very, very aggressive in terms of their pricing, more so than they probably planned. I'm thinking, which isn't likely, but I'm thinking that the price difference needs to be like at least £50 if they want to put up a fight of any kind.
I think absolutely agree. I think that it is absolutely key now, and I think I also think just thinking about people might have been considering who felt like they might have a bit of money or they might go a loan out something to get both consoles, but I think actually people will go, if I have to make a choice, I'm going to probably go with the PlayStation first of all. That could be a big. Because of, like James said, there's newer games. There's games to play on there that they won't play anywhere else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, so let's we could chat about this all day, which is fine. But the other thing that happened was there was a kind of leak, and sometimes leaks are on purpose leaks, but I don't think this is something they wanted. There was a controller for the Xbox Series X, the digital one. It's got a nickname, it's got a code name that I can't remember what it's called. Lockhart, yes.
Mm.
So that happened this week as well, and that controller had a possible, I think the controller says not to be opened until November the 6th.
Mm.
So we had a kind of rumor or a thing that, and actually Xbox as well came out after the Halo thing and said, we're releasing in November. They came in and made a statement. Whatever happens, we've released it in November. So they put that market down. And then we had this leak of this November the 6th. Do you think that's a plausible leak as much as you can, you two? James?
It makes sense. I mean, it's the usual time of year, October, November, just before Christmas, and get everyone spending money.
Mm.
Whether it's exactly the 6th, it could be a week later. You know, given that controllers can probably be unboxed before the console. So, it could be any time between them.
6th of the Friday. The 6th of the week.
Just
put that out there. I don't know. Actually, I've got no idea. I can't remember. Fridays make sense. Edgar, what do you think? Do you think this still feels likely? I mean, if it comes out on the 6th, you're talking it's not Assassins, it's coming out 2 weeks later. The Cusa game's coming out 2 weeks later. Cyberpunk's coming out 2 weeks later. And you'll have Watch Dogs that you can have on the 29th. Do you think it feels like a date, or do you think it might be more mid-November?
I think it's probably closer to mid-November, just to line up closer with those games you mentioned, like Cyberpunk 2077. And by the way, I'm no longer sure that Cyberpunk 2077 will even come out this year, because, yeah, we can talk about that a bit,
yeah. But there's
news surrounding that one as well.
So I know. I mean, that's going to be also terrible, because I think now the Xbox is relying on Assassins, Watch Dogs, and Cyberpunk to say, you know, these are optimized for the Xbox Series X. You can play these huge games in the best quality, in the best way. That's what they're going to have to rely on. That's their thing, isn't it? To go, you know, these are the big hitters. So please, for them, if Cyberpunk goes, it'll be a nightmare. It'll be a nightmare. The other bit of news for them this week, poor Xbox, is I think this is significant just because I'm an Apple. It's the Xbox X Cloud, which is launching September the 15th, isn't it? And have I made that date up? I think I might have done, but
yeah, it's
around that time. And that they're having trouble with Apple. So you can, at the moment, you can play any game on any tablet on the 15th, or any phone, or any other device. But with Apple devices and iPhones and the iPads, Apple are having this row with Microsoft saying they can't, it doesn't work, they haven't done the right, there's a kind of slagging match of that tech. And anyway, they haven't, at the end of the day, they haven't got any, you can't use it, you can't do that on an iOS product. And, for me, that straight away it doesn't work, because I can't already use Game Pass on that, so I couldn't get Game Pass Ultimate. Doesn't mean anything for me, because, you know, I can't use that, because it has no, the games as well are not on Apple as well, a lot of them, except Football Manager. Do you think this is a major thing? Is it a problem?
Not really. Couldn't care less.
Well, no, you can. I know probably Neil, who runs it, couldn't. What about Edgar? What about you?
Not for me, but for tens of millions of people who own Apple products, it is.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, isn't it? It's a huge kind of market, and that's the problem. So if you're selling this as your big, you know, the two big things that came out this week is the Game Pass is the Xbox, the big winner still. It's their big kind of light flag to wave, isn't it?
Yeah.
And this as well, the cloud X, it's got to go. They've got to find a way of making this work.
Yeah, they have to find a way around it, because they've already got enough to worry about. Get that fixed. It's at least a little bit of patching up for the old PR.
Yeah,
to get right. But they do say it comes in threes.
It does. So
what's the third thing?
Well, that is the threes. Right. We've got the Halo. Yeah, we've got the controller, the release date, you know, the
that's lock. That's not a bad thing, though, is it?
No. And, well, I don't know if it is. Maybe it is a bad thing. Maybe they want to announce it. Maybe they're meant to announce it next week.
And that's fine. Yeah. Hopefully, that's it.
What do you think is going to happen next? Before we move on, we have to move on. What do we think What's Microfocus? What's their next move in the next couple of weeks? Edgar.
Well, I can probably just reiterate what I already said, is that they need to be very aggressive with their pricing if they even want to stand a chance against Sony right now. Because, yeah, Sony isn't having that many exclusives on launch either, but we already know some of the big hitters that are coming afterwards, perhaps next year or in 2022. That's already good, just knowing that you'll have these awesome AAA experiences beforehand. So, yeah, Microsoft needs to push it on price. I think it's why they're both holding out on announcing the prices for consoles, because Microsoft understands that, and they want to know the price of the PlayStation 5 so they can undercut them.
Yeah. James?
Yeah, it's just about getting the pricing right.
Do you think there'll be another conference soon? Another little kind of...
Oh, yeah. There will be. I don't know what on earth they're going to show.
Tetris. 45-minute Let's Play of Tetris.
They'll bring Forza forwards, and you get one track on day one. It's a launch exclusive.
What's that one? The aircraft sim game, Microsoft Aircraft. They're quickly rushing that, trying to get that in as quickly as possible. How quickly can we put it onto console?
Yeah, can we get two airports? Can we get everything there?
Just one plane, just on the runway, that is stare. You can look at.
You just get in it. You can't fly.
Oh, God. Poor Microsoft. So, just really quickly again. I know I've asked you this too many times now. Are you getting it on day one, Series X? James?
No.
Edgar?
A definite no.
Oh, it's hard. I think I'm still there. I think I will still.
How come then?
I think I want to play Cyberpunk and Assassin's Creed on it. That's why.
You can play it on PlayStation and you can play it on PC.
But the problem is, the thing that we do is we review games for Xbox mostly. So I will have to get an Xbox.
Oh, okay.
And if I've got if I have to do Series X stuff as well, I need to get a Series X at some point. And I'd rather play Assassin's or something like that. Let's be fair as well. I've got a lovely Xbox X, whatever it's called now. I always get confused with what they're called. One X there now. And I bought that. And
yeah, it looked amazing on that.
Yeah, but I bought that. And it was. Did I need to get that, really? I don't know. Did
we? That was one time.
2 years ago? Three years ago?
It was a bit different, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Terms of clarity.
Yeah. But it was a shiny new toy, wasn't it, that I didn't really need?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with this. Anyway, I think I still will. Just be me on my own. Day one. Just be me at
the next contract.
I'll just be the only one there.
You see, we all agree to get it after the next conference.
Okay. Yeah.
You never know.
We'll see what happens. Right, let's move on. Let's do what have we been up to this week? Edgar, what have you been doing?
So I recently started reading Foundation, which is a sci-fi book by Isaac Asimov. Mm. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Yeah, I think you have.
Yeah, I'd say it's a difficult book. I don't quite understand it yet. It seems to jump between multiple timelines. It's about a man who predicts the end of the universe, or at least the end of our civilization. He also predicts his own death. So the next chapter then jumps to a different timeline in which said man already seems to be dead. And the story follows a completely different group of characters, which have, thanks to him, created a world. They're basically writing some sort of a galactic encyclopedia. To what cause, I don't quite understand yet, but I don't know. I've heard good things about that book, and I've had it for like a year, and I thought I'd finally give it a go.
Are you enjoying it?
Not at first, but it's growing on me.
It's that they're great, but they are hard work as well. Sometimes you really have to kind of go take a breath and then go into it. How many pages is the foundation?
I have no idea. It's like a lot. Probably like 200. I don't think it's that many. Okay. 200, 250 maybe.
Right.
It's quite short.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good. Very nice. That's good. What about you, James?
Well, I've been having a bit of a clear out recently, getting rid of some old stuff. And I came across my old Sega Saturn and the Jimmy the guns you used to have to get. The laser guns. What was it? No, night gun.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
With Virtua Cop.
Yeah.
So I found Die Hard Trilogy.
That's right. That's a great game, Die Hard Trilogy.
Such a great game.
Yeah.
The second one. Because you could use the gun with that. And it was like an on-rail shooter. Going through the airport and that.
Yeah. So I've been
reminiscing about great times playing that.
What was the other one? Time Attack? Not Time Attack.
Time Attack? No.
Time Crisis.
Time Crisis. Yay.
Yeah, that's an old one.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a good. So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to just keep it?
I'm going to send it up and have a go, I think.
Oh, that's a good plan. It still works. Yeah, and then you'll just look at it and go, why did I play that?
I don't know. I think I'll be impressed.
There's a
some of the stuff I played recently.
There's a comedian called, I'm saying everyone knows, Limmy. Do you know Limmy, Scottish comedian? There's a great sketch that he does on his sketch about finding his old Atari. And he's going, oh my God, this is brilliant. And he sets it up. He's really excited. And he sits there playing sort of Pong and he starts to get quite bored, but he's pretending it's still great. Right? Just... yeah.
Yeah, I had that with the Game Gear. I found that as well. And that worked. Playing Cool Swap.
Wow. And
Columns.
Wow.
And I thought, nah, you're all right. Give it a miss.
Oh, wow.
I'll come back to it in a few years. But I've forgotten how painful the games are.
The light gun stuff would be good, though.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I think it's the only accessory I've ever bought.
Yeah.
A gun for the console.
I remember on doing it and hiring them out. You could hire from the video shop games at that time, couldn't you? And
I remember Blacklisters.
Yeah, and I remember getting the guns for a night of playing Time Crisis or something.
Yeah. There's nothing quite like it, is there?
No. Really good.
I was terrible at it.
Yeah.
I was only like probably 8 at the time.
Well, I was probably 40. Edgar, you like a light gun?
I haven't played one in years, I think. The last time was probably in an arcade. I remember shooting some zombies up. I don't know what game it was. Maybe... what was it called? House of the Dead, maybe?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Do you know what? We should ring Microsoft, because this is what they should do. If they'd suddenly go Xbox Series X and 2 light guns for Tetris.
Oh, Die Hard Trilogy remastered.
That changes things, yeah.
That would be it. That's what they should do. Yeah, we'll be in straight away.
Die Hard, the Yippee-Ki-Yay edition.
Yeah.
Oh yeah!
This is what we should ring him up. Ring Phil Spencer up. Let's say this is how you're going to save yourselves. I have this week. What did I do this week? Oh yeah, I did on last Friday. I did a press launch, an online press launch, because we can't go anywhere anymore. For Train Sim World 2, and so me and some other journalists and game people. Went and watched a 45-minute presentation on the new Train Sim World. If you haven't played the Train Sim World 1, do it. it is what it is. It's a very detailed... you're a driver of a train, and you do a route, and you might go from Paddington to Reading, and you stop at every stop. The trains are very realistic. All the controls are really realistic, and you have to... go through the motions of setting up everything, you know, from doors and blinking. It's very complicated. But it's a very popular game. And as I said, I think, you know, there's been 1 million players on the game since the first one. And so this second one is very people are very keen, and it comes out, I think, this month. And this time you've got three new tracks. And the first one is in Germany, and it's from Cologne to Brussels, and it's on an ice train, which goes at something like 300 kilometers an hour. It's one of the fastest trains.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. And then the second one is in Pennsylvania in the mountains. It's like a big haulage train, one of the massive ones, and it's a steep curved mountain pass, and you have to do that. I didn't get to see that one. No one saw that one. But the big third one is you're on the London Underground on a tube for the Bakerloo line. And me being a Londoner, that's very exciting. And on the press time, it was very exciting. So people kept shouting online, Bakerloo line, Bakerloo line, show us the Bakerloo line. That's what people were shouting. And that's what you'll get to do. You'll drive a tube train. And we got to see that. And all the stations were very, you know, looked great. There's a new graphical engine, so everything looks amazing. The skies are good. Saw a bit of Cologne that looked good. And that's coming out soon. And I think they've changed the hub. I think there's more missions, and you can design your trains as well. You can't import anything in, but you can design your own trains. Any questions for you two, train enthusiasts?
When's it out? So I can avoid it.
I think it's in August. I've written an article about it, and it's on the Xbox Hub site now. And it's very popular. As you see, the train stuff is hugely popular. God, people...
I think
if
it had some, like, DLC that turns it into a ghost train, or just gives it a little bit of excitement.
Well, this time you can, if you wanted to, take one of those big haulage trains and whack that on the London Underground this time. They said you can do whatever you want to do.
Well, why didn't you say that earlier?
You're in. That's what you could do. Or you could put a tube train on the German Cologne to Brussels. Yeah. You can do whatever you want to do. So they're trying new stuff, but they're very still, you know, and they made the control system for beginners a little less hard, because you do get, you're like really panicking. You're in the train going, okay, so I need to press what's the light switch? Oh my, and then there's a timer saying you're already late. Oh, it's very stressful.
It did look very in-depth, the first one.
I think they're combining. Edgar, are you excited about this?
Well, the Germany Cologne to Brussels sounds very fun. Like, I can already picture the everything around you being in snow and ice, and I immediately imagined the Snowpiercer train. That would be awesome.
That'd be a good bit of DLC.
Put Snowpiercer into the game and just go across the snowy Germany.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, the good news as well, for people who've got all the DLC from the first one, that all comes over. So you have all your tracks and stuff. So, and they'll be doing loads of DLC all the time.
If you're on the tracks, the stuff you see outside the train, is that all realistic?
Yeah, I mean, in the real world? They showed Cologne. They did a really nice bit of Cologne. It's like, you could see, the architecture is really nice. So they have them kind of main things. They even had the Cologne, there's the famous Cologne Bridge where people put their locks on and stuff. And that's sort of behind the station. They showed that, and that you don't even drive across that. So they didn't have to put that in, but it's there. So
that entices me a bit more in seeing a bit of the world while playing it.
I mean, first one looked good. So you had sort of, you could see bits of it and stuff. I mean, the only thing is. And it isn't their focus, but the passengers are very generic. And there's sometimes it's not many of them, so it doesn't look like a busy station. But to do that, I think they'd need a huge, much more power than they have. And they said, we haven't done it. Everyone get asking about passengers. Have you done anything? And they go, no, we haven't. We're just using the same assets as the last time, I think. But that isn't their focus for them. It's just like, you know, it's a train.
You stick to what you're good at.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal, is it?
No. People love it. People love it. And so we should review that when it comes out. James is doing that one.
Definitely not. on record, I am not doing it.
Shall we move on? Edgar, what else you got? I've got another thing here for you. What else you been doing this week?
We can move it to the games playing.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do games, what we've been playing. Let's start with Edgar. Edgar, let's start with you. What have you been playing?
So I want to quickly touch upon Code Veronica, which I'm playing right now. And it's kind of my go-to game each year. So at least once a year, I try to complete Code Veronica, Resident Evil Code Veronica.
Right.
And I'm going through it right now. I think I'm pretty much in the last segment. I love that game.
So you've finished this game. How many times have you finished this game?
Oh, since 2000, probably like 20 times.
That's impressive. Why do you keep going back?
I love it. I love the atmosphere of that game. It's my favorite Resident Evil. It's one of my favorite games of all time. It's really nostalgic for me. I love going back to the early parts of that game because it's very sort of atmospheric and grim. Like, you feel very isolated because the game starts on this prison island and you're a prisoner trying to escape and there are zombies all around you. It's very different from most, if not all, other Resident Evil games.
Okay, good. That's all right. Well, that's a very convincing argument. I don't think I've played Code Veronica. It's the only one I haven't played.
I think I have for 5 minutes.
Because you'll get...
I didn't get on with it.
You get very scared, though, don't you, James?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure enough. Did Code Veronica come out on a different... Did it come out on the Cube or something?
GameCube, I think.
I think it's on everything.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I played.
Okay.
On the GameCube.
I've been playing, first of all, I've got three games here that I play. I played Fall Guys on the PlayStation, which came free this month on the PSN. Have you heard about Fall Guys?
Yeah, everyone's heard of Fall Guys.
Good, that's good fun. Fall Guys, it's like 100 players in a sort of It's a Knockout type. Also, what's the equivalent, the modern day equivalent of It's a Knockout?
Casey's Castle.
There we go. It's that, and it's 100 little figures, and you have a series of kind of like mini games, like to get over an assault course. And if you had 100 of you to start with, the top third will get there first. They qualify, and the rest get thrown out, and it goes down to eventually one. It's great fun, and like you said, everyone's been going about it. So really, it's great to see these games like this suddenly just kind of launch, and then everyone loves it. And it's suddenly a very small developer becomes this. Their servers have gone down, I think, yesterday. Wow. Because it's just like too much, you know. And it's they've apologized and they've sent out, because it's free on PS. You know, they're giving people credits because you can buy deals, you know, you buy, I think, customization if you want. Yeah. But it's hugely popular. And I was trying to work out kind of why. And I think I've not played it with any of you guys, I've only played it on my own. But I think it's great in a party because I think people play in a party. So it doesn't matter when you get knocked out because you just want to cheer your friends on to do it. Yeah. It's really good fun to watch and funny as well, just seeing these things bounce around.
I saw one where you have to hit the balls into your area and hold on to them.
Yeah.
I thought that was quite a cool game mode.
There's one when you have to sort of like, brilliant one when you have to chase someone's got a tail on and you have to grab the tail off and then... Then you got the tail, then the people are trying to grab your tail. It's all these kind of mad kind of things knocking your ass. Yeah. There's millions of people. There's a brilliant football one when it's just this huge football and you're all trying to run towards these people and push them into the other goal. Yeah, it's really good fun. And I did a Let's Play and I only played 50 minutes and I was very close. I nearly touched the final. The last one is this big assault course and you have to sort of get to a crown and touch it.
Oh, yeah.
Very close. It's really good. That's great. Fall Guys is good. James, what about you?
Well, I've only played one game this week that's out of the ordinary. It's called Faeria. Like Faeria, but F-A-E-R-I-A. So Faeria.
Mm-hmm.
It's a digital collectible card game mixed with a board game. So it's a bit like Magic the Gathering, but with a board game element. You have to take control of the board game by playing cards on top of it, and you have to defeat your opponent. Simple as that.
Oh, good.
I think you've heard of it.
I've not heard of it. And to be honest with you, I sort of phased out for a second. No, I didn't really. I'm joking. It was kids.
It's very similar to every free-to-play card game that you've probably played before. But with a little bit of board game excitement rolled into it.
And what did you give it? Did you give it a reviews out?
I gave it a 3.5.
Right.
Because it isn't free.
Okay.
I think it was quite expensive. Like £18.
Ooh. Yeah, there's lots of free-to-play game. Yeah.
Yeah, for what it does, it's games that can do similar for free. Right.
Okay.
It's interesting. Some cool creatures and a lot of game modes and stuff. If you give the review a read,
you'll
get a better understanding.
Yeah.
If you're interested.
Of course they're going to be interested. Fairies, cards, yeah. What else have you been playing, Edgar?
Oh, the other one is Shenmue 3, which I've had probably since November. I'm pretty sure I pre-ordered it. And until now, I just couldn't get into it. I probably played an hour, two maybe, a few months ago, and now I finally... A year after release, I finally started playing it, and I have mixed feelings about it. It looks very good, particularly the environments. The characters, not so much. They kind of look like they're made of Play-Doh. The voice acting is very, I'd say, dated.
Mm.
It doesn't sound very good. It sounds like the voice acting from the original games, but now it really feels dated. Back then it was kind of bad, but good bad. And now it's just characters say phrases that don't really make any sense in the context of the conversation. And the combat is very simplistic. You generally can assign a move to just a single button and then just spam that button to repeat complex moves, and you can switch between those moves, I think 5 of them during combat, so there's no real need to input any commands. And somehow I still enjoy the game, but I think it's because I really love the first one. The first two. The first one is my favorite game of all time. And all that said, I think it's a game that's meant for those who enjoyed the original games. If you just go into it right now, you'll think it's an old piece of garbage, probably.
Yeah. It's hard, isn't it? Because it is... I think you've proved my point wrong when you talked about Code of Running. I think it's... Going back is hard. I find it really tricky. I try to, you know, remember the Rare games came out, the Rare Special. I got that and was like, oh great, I'm going to play all these games I used to play on the ZX Spectrum. And I did it. I was like, what am I doing? There's a reason things have.
But they are hard, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're hard. But also, it's just about where myself has moved on as well. And I mean, I'm like this with a lot of stuff now. I just like. Maybe it's an age thing. I just like things that are new all the time. I do like to keep going new. I don't like kind of looking back a little bit. And I know with that game you're talking about, but you proved my point when I was Code Veronica. It's really happy. It's great that you kind of do that every year. And I think that's a really nice thing. And there's lots of people who have that game. I think the problem is sometimes with a franchise like what you're talking about, is there was such a big expectation for this third game, wasn't there? And I think what you just said as well seems to be the opinion of everyone I've spoken to about that third one.
Mm.
But they're still playing it. Because that memory, I think, of the first one or two is so strong. It's hard, isn't it? It's hard that... I think I was going to ask a question today about... But we haven't got much time. It's about your favourite game that was delayed but worth the wait.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's hard, that, isn't it, sometimes? I mean, the famous one that everyone went with Duke Nukem when that had that 14-year wait, which I think I say at the start of this podcast, is, you know, when that sequel came out after all that time, it was like...
And I made the mistake of pre-ordering that abomination. It was probably the worst pre-order of my life. I'm glad I've hopefully become smarter since then.
Yeah. Good. I'll briefly mention another one I've played. I'm going to do one and I'll only briefly... Hyperscape is out for free now. Ubisoft Battle Royale game. It's worth downloading. Did a little Let's Play of it. It's good fun. Have you had a look at it, you two?
Is it as hectic as it looks?
Yeah. I mean, everyone seems to be really good at it already.
Yeah.
But I did get down to the last three, which was... But yeah. I played it so badly, I was just hiding. And because it's so hectic, you can hide quite well because it's so... Everyone else is just bouncing around. But actually, there's a lot to really like about it. It's great about you have... You know, you've got this huge amount of weapons you can keep swapping around, and they're all kind of like really interesting stuff, like you know, plasma guns or rocket launchers. So it's all like hype in a future world. But you have these little special abilities that you can keep finding and changing. So you might have something that makes a wall suddenly appear in front of you, or one that makes you invisible, or one that gives you health, or one that gives a shockwave suddenly. And that's quite fun. It's really good. It's good. Actually, it's really good fun.
Do you notice any of the environmental effects? You know, you said the viewers could put into the game.
Yeah, I think all that's... There's things that suddenly happen. Because all you're at the moment, all you're doing is hiding, and suddenly it go, is happening. You're going, I've got no idea what that's going on. If I just hide here and keep quiet, I might be all right. Yeah, there's a lot going on. And there was no kind of... There was a little tutorial, but it didn't really help. Me that much, but yeah, but it's good fun. It's free. Mm. Yeah, it's really worth a go. Right, before we let's just do a couple of the news things. Let's do what Edgar, you were talking about this. Talk us through the Cyberpunk one, and your anxiety for that, first of all.
So Cyberpunk developers are, it seems like they're not confident in their progress with developing the melee combat in the game. And so they're spending the remainder of the time until release to polish that up. But, I mean, it doesn't really say much, and it might not be the case, but I'm starting to get this feeling like the perfectionists that they are, CD Projekt, might delay Cyberpunk 2077 into next year. Especially now on the back of Halo being delayed, I wouldn't be surprised if the same fate applies to Cyberpunk.
Oh, I'd be a mad one, wouldn't it? I think
you're going to have to play Assassin's Creed then and be content with that.
I think it's going to... I've said this before, though. This is me. If you listen to these podcasts back, I said in March, I think. They're never going to... It's never not going to come out in April.
Yeah.
So, I feel that they're releasing too much stuff now. They've just done their next kind of like... What are they called? Night City episodes?
Night City Wire.
Wire, yeah. That happened yesterday. And that... There's more detail there. I don't know. I think they're going to do it. I hope they do it. Because what else are we going to play?
Yeah. It's not ready now.
No, exactly. But I think it's really interesting. The perfectionists, they really want this to be... I mean, they spent so long on it.
They weren't quite perfectionists with The Witcher 3. That was a mess.
It was a mess, wasn't it? Yeah.
I don't think I've learned from that.
Yeah. I am still really... It was nice seeing that in that episode, seeing some of the outside of the city world as well. The Mad Max kind of, yeah. It's going to be fun. But yeah, that is a concern. I think you might be right, Edgar. I hope you're not right.
I hope I'm not right.
Yeah.
I really do.
James, what do you see? You saw something about Control, didn't you? Which is the new DLC is coming out, which is connected to Alan Wake, which is quite nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're bringing out Ultimate Edition, which includes the Ore expansion. And the Foundation expansion. And that's coming out on the Series X, the One, the PlayStation 5, and PS4. And they're saying that if you buy it on Xbox One, you'll be able to upgrade it to the Xbox Series X version, but only if you've got the Ultimate Edition. If you've got the base game control already, then we know for upgrade. Which is a bit of a kick in the teeth.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing for them to... It's clever. Especially if there's nothing else, there's not a lot coming out. I think any game should just say, we can... If you buy this game, it's because we're going to be ready for it. It's going to make a lot of money. There's quite a bit of DLC now for this, isn't it? For Control.
It's two major expansions, isn't it?
And they're quite weighty, aren't they? And I think this second one's going to be quite
weighty. It's worth the money if you don't already have it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's $34.99. So
if you don't already have it, that's really good.
Yeah, but if you do, it's a pain.
It's a good game, though. Yeah. It's a brilliant game. Have you played it, you two?
No.
No.
I haven't, no.
You should both play it.
Now's the time.
Yeah. I really like the way they're linking the Alan Wake stuff, which is nice. I just thought, because at the end of Alan Wake, spoiler for anyone who wants to switch off, he sort of disappears, and I quite like they've connected the two into this universe. It makes sense as well. So that's really exciting, or really annoying, depends on your point of view. FIFA 21 is coming out, this small indie game from a small developer, and Egg, you're not a FIFA fan, are you?
I used to be. Oh. I was actually addicted to Ultimate Team back in the day.
Oh, you can come and join our club.
Yeah, I'm out. Thanks.
That's what everyone says about our club. me and James have, you know, we've played FIFA a lot, and that's how we met, really, wasn't it? Playing FIFA, and we're ditching, even though we hate the game at the moment. We're still addicted to it. But the new game's coming out, and they released a couple of trailers this time, and they talked the Ultimate Team official trailer's come out. There's some interesting stuff in there. They've done this is their money bag. This is where they earn their money. What was the things you saw, James, in that? Do you ever look?
You can now play co-op with a friend. So you can take people on online. You can play squad battles and a couple of remotes. So that'd be quite cool.
So you can play rivals and stuff together. So me and you can play rivals and play.
You can choose whose team we use.
Ah.
So I think we could use your team or mine.
And we both get coins for it, don't we?
Yeah, and we get challenges and all that kind of stuff.
See, Edgar, when was the last time you played it?
I think I played FIFA 18 when it was free for a while, I think, on Xbox. But the last game I purchased was probably the Brazil World Cup one in 2014.
Wow.
So it's been a while.
What's nice about I liked about the Ultimate Team, and it's got me a bit addicted this year, which I never had, was that they have a sort of season. It's like everyone does it. Rocket League do it when they...
Rocket Pass.
Yeah, like a Rocket Pass. So you... By playing games, you get experience points, and then if you unlock level 2, you get a pack, or you unlock level 4, you get a new a lone player, or a player to play, a really good player. So it makes you... It gives another incentive to play. But yeah, I mean, the new FIFA's out. It's going to be a new career mode. It's a bit more in-depth and a bit more interesting.
Yeah, career mode sounds great.
Yeah, it does. I might give it a go this year. I've not done it for years.
You can simulate the match and jump into the match at any point.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool. It's boring playing the whole game.
I might do it. Computer. I might just do the whole career mode. I haven't done it for years. I think I should
do it. Yeah. It's just going to be good. But it's all about the gameplay.
Yeah.
It's a gameplay, but we'll never know.
We'll never know. Even 8 months into playing the game, we won't know.
We're still not sure.
Yeah. Good. That's about it from us. I think we've done a lot. Let's have a look at what we're looking forward to next week. Edgar, what are you looking forward to?
Battletoads is coming out.
Oh my god!
And yeah, I completely missed that it's coming out so soon. And I watched a YouTube trailer for it. I liked it. I liked the look of it, the sound of it. But apparently people are not very happy about it.
Why?
There are a lot of dislikes on the official trailer for it. And people are complaining about how it looks like a children's cartoon from Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network.
All right.
I mean, it does. It kind of does have that aesthetic, but I think it suits the game. And probably the bigger complaint is that they've made the Dark Queen the sort of arch nemesis of Toads into like a very tame ally this time. Like they're actually going to team up and fight new villains. And I mean, I can kind of see that being a problem, maybe. I don't really remember the original Dark Queen that well.
I bet none of these people do.
Perhaps they just needed something to complain about.
Yeah.
But I can kind of see that. But I don't really understand the gripe with the visuals.
No.
It does look like a cartoon, but in a good way. Kind of like Cuphead or Streets of Rage. Mm. They all have these beautiful hand-drawn aesthetics, so yeah. I don't know why that's a problem with Battletoads.
But what was it? When did the first one come out? It was like
1991.
Yeah. I mean, What do they want? It to look like that again?
I don't know. I sure don't.
No. So it's got to move on, isn't it? So I think they've done an interesting way, and like the same as, like you said, Streets of Rage, when they kept that feel of the retro look, but they've had to kind of upgrade. So it's, yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm going to. It's not for me. But I'd be interested to hear your thoughts. So, what about you, James? Are you going to play it?
No.
No, we're not. It's too hard for me.
Not interested in Battletoads. In the slightest.
What are you interested in next week?
Well, by the time this podcast goes live, it'll be already out. UFC 4.
Oh.
Which is the new fighting game in the series.
Good.
They've given the takedown another hole. They've made it more devastating. You need grounding and pounding. There's a lot of improvements to it. By the looks of it.
You like these games, don't you?
Yeah, I haven't played for a couple of years since the second one.
Right.
But it's on EA Access, so I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
For 10 hours.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's good. I forgot about that with the AX. That's good. Now, talking about games that you haven't tried for ages, my thing I'm looking forward to next week is the golf game. I might get this. I haven't played a golf game for years.
Is that what it's called?
It's not called the golf game. I don't know what it's called. 2K Golf. I'll make it up.
Something PGA like
Tour. PGA
Tour.
Okay. Yeah. By different people. Normally it was EA, wasn't it? So I kind of fancy a golf game. That might see me through to Cyberpunk. In 2024. yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing next week, I think. Might give it a go. It'll probably last me a day. And I get bored and I'll trade it. So that's it. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Where can we find you? James, where can we find you?
On Twitter and Instagram, at OKidUKL.
Great. Edgar, where can we find you?
As always, Edgar Wolf on Twitter and Instagram.
Brilliant. And you can find me on GB Briley on Twitter and Twitch. Please subscribe, and like I said at the start of the episode, anything you want to say, anything you think about the Microsoft worst week of their life, please leave a comment. You might not agree. You might think there's nothing to worry about. Leave a comment. It really is good. Subscribe. And thank you, gentlemen. As always, it's been brilliant. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
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 You've been listening to the official podcast of the XboxHub.com. You had found all the notes of this show at www.thexboxhub.com/podcast. Podcast. You can also check out our social feeds on Instagram and Twitter at the Xbox Hub, and search for the Xbox Hub on Facebook.